angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. When angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. And light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Born in praises, glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Do please sit down. It's so important on these occasions that we think far and wide, and we pray for our world. I just want to tell you about two things that happened to me yesterday that just... You know, just they did. They upset me, to be honest. And it's really sort of, I want to bring this to our prayers for the world. But you will have the things that are on your hearts and your minds that you want to pray. And I want to leave a bit of space for us to do that today. But two things. I was in the supermarket yesterday. I braved it. Let's leave it till the last minute and we'll have what's left over, okay? It works. And it was much more chilled. One thing I noticed, really interesting, I saw several people that I knew, and they didn't see me. It was like they looked right through me. It was really odd. Several times it happened. It was just like, head down. Sprouts. But I was in Tesco's, and I saw a guy who I have been praying for years. I don't know anything about him. It's just that I see him round, and something stirred in my heart when I saw him. So I've been praying for him for about 10 years. I don't know who he is. And about a year ago, I saw him sat down outside the cathedral. So I went over and I said, hello. I said, my name's Matt. I've been praying for you for 10 years. And he said, oh, thank you. And I've seen him several times and bumped into him when Chris and I were out recently and had an opportunity to chat and pray. And I saw him in Tesco's yesterday and he gave me a hug. But this was what was in his trolley. 8 bottles. 2-litre bottles of cider. And, strangely enough, one of those plastic boxes of salad. So I think, oh, at least he's got something healthy there. And then 2 minutes later, I saw him putting the salad back. But he gave me a hug. And I said, hello, Gary, how are you? He said, well, so-so. And he's got a home. But I just looked in his trolley and I thought, is that where your Christmas is? 16 litres of cider. And it just broke my heart a bit, really. It just sort of, And then we Holly and I were at St Austell last night. We went over and led the Christmas Eve communion. We were driving back through Truro at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I saw a homeless guy stood in a doorway, and he didn't have a coat. And it wasn't overly cold last night, but it was cold enough to need a coat. So I went home and grabbed a coat, went back out, but I couldn't find him. I should have stopped and just given him my blooming coat. And I just made me think, this is a lovely day of celebration for us, but there are so many for whom that is not so. There are thousands in Indonesia today who have no home because of a tsunami. And I just don't know about you, but there are so many, many situations, circumstances, people, places that are on your hearts like I've shared today. So I just want to leave a few moments of quiet. And then after a few moments, we're going to just say together this prayer for those situations. And it's linked to these candles. What I didn't do was light this purple candle that we've been lighting throughout Advent this year, and we've been remembering fellow Christians around the world who are experiencing persecution for their faith. So as we pray for our world, we also pray for them. So let's just sit quietly. We're going to do this for a few minutes, and we're going to pray, and then in a few moments' time, we'll say together these words for those situations. So we say, Jesus, you came to be light in our darkness. Jesus, you came to be peace in our conflicts. Jesus, you came to be joy in our sadness and to bring your love in our fears. Today we celebrate your birth. Thank you for your saving grace. Amen. Okay, we're going to stand and sing one more time. Oh, come, all ye faithful. Let's just sing that one more time. Just our voices. Start us off here. Somebody good? Yeah.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy.
Thank you, Jesus. So you've heard and celebrated his story, the story of God's own son. You've looked on the son with praise and adoration. Now, as you go from this place, may he fill you with joy to bring good news to others today. Remember, good news, great joy to all people. Amen. Amen.